Jehovah, great I am. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name.
To ask King David to come.
King David Jangu.
With both the parents. Hallelujah. Let's stretch our hands.
Tugolole mikono jaffe.
Father Almighty, we give to you this morning. King David Ayiku. Ayiku. Ayiko. King David Ayiko. Father, I pray that he will not just be called King David, but like King David, he will be a man after God's own heart. That you will reveal your heart to him. That he will hunger and thirst for the things of God. That he will seek you in the morning and in the evening and in the noontime. That all his days he will live for you. That you will raise him up to know you in a special way. That he will walk in your ways. He will know your ways. Not just your hand, not just what you give, but he will know your ways. I pray that he will teach his parents your ways like never before. That as he grows, they will see. Thank you, King of Glory. We speak your strength upon him. We speak your hand upon him. The light of your glory shines upon him. In Jesus' name, sickness is far from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Poverty does not know his name. Halarabo kosikite tetetetebo. Arabo kosikitilererebo shatatatatata. He is separated from the ways of the world and he knows only you and only you. You raise him up, a man of valor. You raise him up, a man after your heart. Father, we pray for his parents right now. that you would cause them to understand the seed that you have given them, that they will raise him up, not according to how the world raises children, but how you have called him. That as they speak, they will call out the greatness that is inside of him. Father, may you provide, you have already provided everything they need to raise this child, everything they need to bring him up in your way and your place. You position them right this day to see your glory. I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's always so beautiful to dedicate children. It's like you see so much hope for the next generation. Hallelujah. You may take your seats in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, worship team. We are blessed to have you. Amen. Holy Spirit, I surrender to your will. Have your way. Have your way as I minister the word. Minister through me. Let my words be yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amina.
I'm starting a new topic today.
Tutandike somo epya lero.
I seem to be the beginner of topics.
Chabikanza tero tutandika amasomo.
Today I'm talking about the church.
Leo njaga kogera ku kanisa.
The title is the church.
Omutwe gugamba ekanisa.
Yeah. So who is the church?
Kanisa yani.
Yeah, people are pointing to themselves. You are the church.
We kanisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that today's teaching, it's going to be a foundation
kubere omusingi
for the next 2 Sundays or so. The Church of Christ, the
kanisa ya Kristo,
is the body. When we read Romans 12,
bosoma Balumi 12,
verse 4 to 5, it says, in the human body there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function. And so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others.
Kubanga bwe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu, naye ebitundu byonna tebirina mulimu gumu. Bwe kityo ffe abangi tuli omubiri gumu mu Kristo, na buli muntu tuli ebitundu bya bannaffe fekka na fekka.
Hallelujah. So how many of us here hate our bodies?
Bameka kuffe abali wano nga omubiri gwo gwakutama togwagala?
Even if you did, you wouldn't put up your hand, right?
Ne wandibadde nga togwagala tosobola kuwanika mukono.
Because it's not the right way. It's very rare for someone to hate their body.
Kubanga si kya bulijjo kikyamu omuntu okwekyawa okukyawa omubiri gwe.
If anything, you love your body.
Oliawo omubiri gwo gwagala nnyo.
You take care of your body.
Era ogufaako.
Hopefully.
Nsuubira.
You shower.
Nsuubira nti onaaba. Buli lunaku.
There are certain things you do for your body.
Nsuubira nti waliwo ebintu by'okola ku lw'omubiri gwo.
When you don't do them,
ebintu ebyo bw'otabikola,
the signs,
obubonero,
thereof,
obulaga,
are not very good for your neighbor.
Obudirira akulira nnyo oyo abatajja bwagala.
Amen.
Amina.
But scripture is saying,
naye Bible egambye,
so it is in the body of Christ.
Nabwe kityo bwe kiri mu mubiri gwa Kristo.
For though we are many,
tiniwankubadde tuli bangi,
The TPT version says, we have been mingled into one body.
So,
you are the church as an individual, but together we are the church. We are the body. Right? Individually, you're the church. But corporately, we are the church. And we are the body of Christ. Amen?
Amina.
So, he has joined us. So, the same way that we cannot hate our own bodies, Christ can't hate his body. Christ does not hate you.
Kristo takuchawa.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
I feel like I need to repeat that for someone.
Puliranga ni nochi damu kuluwa muntu.
There's someone who is going through something.
Waliwo muntu aina cha itamu.
And they are saying, I don't know what I did to God.
Era agamba wanze simanche nakola Katonda.
And God is saying,
era Katonda agamba.
In his nature.
Nti mumbalaye.
He cannot.
Tasobola.
It is impossible.
Techisoboka.
For him to even dislike you.
Katondo kucha awagwe.
Or love you any less than he
obo,
has.
Obo kukwa agale chitono.
There is nothing you are going through.
Te walicho itamu.
That nullifies his love.
Echijawo kwa agala kwe.
Amen.
Amina.
That was for someone.
Echo chibade cha muntu omuano.
Okay. So, the church
Ekanisa,
is the body.
Gwe mubiri.
That means City Church Kampala.
Chitegeza nti City Church Kampala
is a body part.
Chitundu cha mubiri.
In the body of Christ.
Mu mubiri awamu ogwa Kristo.
I'm not sure which part.
Simanya oba chitundu chi.
I don't know if we are a toe.
Simanya oba tuli kagere akasemba yo.
A foot.
Oba tuli chigere chiramba.
Are we an arm?
Oba tuli mukono.
Are we? I don't know what part we are.
Simanya chitufu cha chituli.
But we are a part of.
Neche manya nti tuli mu chitundu cha mubiri.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
If you woke up one day and your toe is hurting, how do you walk? You limp. It doesn't matter if it is the smallest toe. You will still limp. Right?
Amina.
Are you with me?
Amina.
Even if it is this little finger that is swollen and in pain, there are things that you cannot do with your entire hand simply because of
one
tiny finger. So it's the same thing with the body of Christ. We are a part of the body. But when we are not okay, it doesn't matter how well the hand is doing, how strong it is. If the foot is not okay, the whole body is not okay. If the body is not okay, the head is not okay. Hallelujah.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
I'm just laying a foundation. So come with me. You are the church. You are a part of the body. If you understand, when you are not okay, the body is not okay. Your fire affects my fire. My fire affects your fire. Amen.
Amina.
And that will bring in, that we'll talk about later, the importance of the fellowship. Amen.
Amina.
What is the importance of you fellowshipping with the other parts of the body? When you look at my body, or even your own body, everything is well coordinated. Amen? When my hand moves, there's a part of the body that moves. Because it knows. If my hand moves, my leg moves, the right coordinates the left coordinates. Everything goes together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in as much as we are individuals, we go together. Amen?
Amen.
So, keep that at the back of your mind. I will touch that next Sunday. But today, you're the church.
We're
the body of Christ. Let's read.
Tusome.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Verse
23. It says, for the husband provides leadership for the wife.
Kubanga omusajja gwe mutwe gwa mukazi we.
Just as Christ,
eranga Kristo,
provides leadership
bwali omutwe
for his church,
gwe kanisa,
as the savior
bwali omulokozi
and reviver of the body.
Owomubiri yenyini.
So who is the head of this church?
Kati mutwe omutwe gwe kanisa yani.
Christ. Who is the head of the body?
Ani mutwe gw'omubiri.
He
Christo
is our
era.
Head.
Ye
hallelujah.
Amina.
So he's also part of this body.
Chitegeza nti naguno omubiri kwali.
That means the pain we feel.
Chitegeza nti obulumi gwe tuwulira.
He feels.
Naye abuwulira.
When we are strong.
Bwe tuba ab'amaanyi.
He is strong.
Naye aba w'amaanyi.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
He is the head.
Ye mutwe.
Of this body.
Kristo ye mutwe gw'omubiri guno.
What does it mean for him to be the head?
Kitegeza ki ye Kristo
kubeera omutwe? Because it says for the husband provides leadership for the wife.
Omwami ye mutwe wa mukyala we.
That means Christ provides leadership for the church.
Era Kristo we mutwe we kanisa.
Do you understand?
Amina.
It's not what people have coined that the husband is the head and the woman is the neck. She turns the head wherever she wants it to go.
Se bagamba nti omwami ye mutwe omukyala ye nsingo era omukyala yatera okutambuza omwami gyalaga.
No. He's the head.
Kristo gwe mutwe.
He provides leadership.
Ye gwe mutwe gwe kanisa yakulembera.
For the church.
E kanisa.
Amen.
Amina.
Jesus gave us everything.
Kristo yatuwa buli kimu.
When he died on the cross,
bwe yafa ku musaalaba,
he gave the physical body.
Yawaayo omubiri guno ogukwatikako.
They beat it.
Baagukuba.
It got torn.
Ne baguyuzaayuza.
There was flesh coming out.
Waliwo omubiri oguvaako ogweyubula.
Until he died.
Pakanga afudde.
Right? And to death. He even bled. Out of the body. So that he could receive a new body. Which is us. Do you understand? He gave up a body.
Kristo yawayo omubiri.
To receive a different body. On this earth. Which is us. He paid everything for that body. He paid with his life. He is serious about this body. He saw the price and he paid it. Are you serious about the body you are?
Eriyo omubiri gwoliko gwoli ekitundu.
Do you know the price that was paid?
Omanyi omuwendo gwasasulwa.
For us to be part of this body.
Okubeera ekitundu ku mubiri guno.
There's a song that goes, I'll never know. How much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know How much it
omuwendo obw'omutango gwakyo okulaba ekibi kyange ku musaalaba ogwo.
There are things we will only know in heaven.
Waliwo ebintu bye tujja okumanya obumanya nga tutuuse mu ggulu.
We will go to heaven.
Bwe tunaatuuka mu ggulu.
And we will understand.
Olwo lwe tulimanya.
What it cost Jesus.
Omuwendo guno gwali gwenkana wa.
To get into a
Christo.
Body.
Kyatwalira ki Kristo okuyingira omubiri?
To humble himself.
Ne yeetowaza.
Get into a body.
N'ayingira omubiri gw'omuntu.
Suffer.
N'abonaabona.
And die.
N'afa.
At 33.
Ku myaka 33.
Today if someone died at 33, what would you say?
Olwaleero omuntu bwafa ku myaka 33 mugamba ki? Died young.
With all the things God could do.
Ebintu byonna Kristo bye yali Katonda bye yali asobola okukola.
Couldn't he let Jesus live like 800 years just like Abraham? Yali
wakiti tiandi mwade myaka ngalu na nawo.
33 years. And then he dies the way he died.
Ate namala nafa engeri gye yafa.
It's one thing to die young.
Kyandibadde kiralo okufa ng'okyali muto.
It's another thing to die the way he died.
Naye ate kyanjawulo ddala okufa engeri gye yafa.
On the cross.
Ku musaalaba.
That was a curse.
Ekyali ekikolimo.
And not for things he had done.
Ate si bintu sikulu ebintu byali akoze.
No.
Ah.
He died
yafa
for things I did.
Ulwe bintu nze byenakola.
Things I may have done this morning.
Ebintu byenkoze olwaleero.
And things I am yet to do tomorrow.
Ebintu byenakola encha.
He took all of them.
Ebyo byatwala.
And he died.
Nafa.
That me.
Nze.
I may be part of his.
Nsobola okubeera ekitundu ku mubiri gwe.
What manner of love is that?
Kwagala kyenkana kyekyo.
And what do you give him after that?
Era oyo kati omuwaaki omusasula kyoyo.
Do you give him just 2 hours on Sunday morning?
Omuwaaye essaawa bbiri zo eza ku Sunday ku makya.
And you think I prayed?
N'omugamba nkuwaddeyo awo essaawa zange bbiri nasabye.
Do you give him 30 minutes every day in the Bible?
Omuwaaye obuwe dakiika 3 mu Bible ng'osoma Bible buli lunaku.
And you tell him I have read my Bible.
N'omugamba nsomye ku Bible yange dakiika 3.
And you tell him I only go to church on Sunday.
N'omugamba ate nze ku church ngendayo ku Sunday lwokka.
And they better finish on time.
Ate njagala bamalire ku budde. Ebyokumala obudde sibyagala.
Bino ebya service from 9 to 4 p.m.
These things of having a service from 9 up to 4.
Muba musaba biki?
What are you praying?
Are you praying to a God who cannot hear?
Musaba Katonda eyafama tutawulira.
Has God given everything?
Katonda awadde buli kimu.
That we just give our leftovers.
Fe tusobole okumuwaayo obukunkumuka.
As his body.
Fe ng'omubiri gwe.
Has Christ.
Kristo.
Given his life.
Awaddeyo obulamu bwe bwonna.
That for us we only give him Sunday morning.
Fe tumuweyo ka Sunday akamu mu wiki ya feri bize nnyo.
I'm not saying don't go to work.
Sigambye nti tokola.
I'm not saying don't have children.
Sigambye nti tozaala baana.
Because parents here will say, do you know how much time it takes to take care of these
children?
I'm not saying don't have relationships. I'm not saying don't go to school. But I am saying, can we come to a place that everything that we do, we are conscious that we are the body of Christ.
tukozese mubiri gwa Kristo.
And we do it as unto the Lord.
Era tukikola nga tukikolera Katonda.
What would the world look like?
Ensi efanane erifanane eti.
If a Christian singa omukristaayo omukristaayo
ayingira mu ofisi ye.
And worked as unto the Lord.
Nakola nenga akolera Katonda.
A mother taking care of her children did it as unto the Lord. Knowing that this thing I am doing matters. Because when these children grow, they will be part of the body. There is a foundation they need to serve the Lord. What will the world look like when I go to school and I do it as unto the Lord? Because I understand
ntimanyikikyendi.
That it is much more than the 2 hours.
Ntikisingako zine saawa ebbiri.
Do you know what will happen in the 2 hours on Sunday?
Saawa zine ebbiri ku Sunday.
When the entire week
nga wiki yonna
I have lived for God.
Mbadde mbeerawo ku lwa Katonda.
When I come on Sunday.
Bwe nzija ku Sunday.
I won't need to be encouraged into the presence. Because I was living in it. As I was in the bank, it was unto God. As I was signing checks, it was unto God. When I dressed my children, it was unto God. When I cooked for my husband, it was unto God. His glory was resting upon me. That when I come here on Sunday, I can't leave the
scene.
I can't come on Sunday and say,
Sunday.
Service.
And I say I was in the service and
Kasta it ended early. Then nenzirayo.
Ndaba cha byawedde mangu and I went back.
How has a man
Omwami
who has given everything for this body for this church, how is he receiving only leftovers? God, when I have time, if this is convenient, you know, when you're sending me here, I have to walk. I can't do that. I don't want to do that job. My boss is tough. As the body of Christ. Is that what he deserves? After everything he has given us. Is that what he deserves from us? I'm reminded of a scripture that says, he who is forgiven much loves much. Could it be the reason we don't love much is because we think chetukoze, katono, me I didn't kill, me I didn't.
Ntisina gwena se, sina chenakoze chinene chili yao. Nalimbye bulimbi.
Only kulimba.
Kulimba bulimbi choka.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
I love you guys very much.
Vagala nyo.
The silence. One of the ways you love a man is loving those he loves. Christ loved the church. But many times we say the hardest people to love. The church. But the way I show Christ that I appreciate what he does for me
is
to love those he loves. That's for another day.
Ekyo tujja kyogerako olulala.
Let's go to First Timothy chapter 4.
Tukene mutimisa wa
kisoka. Verse 15 to 16.
Sura yokuna olunyiriro 15 pa kulomba.
Are we together? Tulivena.
Are we together?
Hallelujah. Are we together? Okay. First Timothy chapter 4, 15 to 16.
Timisewe kisoka nya.
I'm reading from the Amplified.
Kuminanya paka kuminamkaga.
Yes. It says, practice and cultivate and meditate upon these duties. Throw yourself wholly into them as your ministry, so that your progress may be evident to everybody. Practice and work hard on these things. Be absorbed in them.
Complete.
Occupied. So that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself. Concentrate on your personal development and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and those who hear you. As the body of Christ, there is a fruit we have to bear that will speak not just to you, but to those around you. And it's going to take us practicing the things of God. Doing everything with diligence. Scripture says, when the angel talked to Mary, Mary kept these things in her heart. She meditated. And then she had Jesus. It also says it again at the temple. When Jesus was lost and they found him, and he said, don't you know I'm about my father's business? What did scripture say Mary did? She again kept these things. And she began to say, what is he talking about?
She
meditated on them. I believe that is what led her to demand a miracle before its time. The wedding at
Cana.
She tells Jesus, there's no wine. And Jesus says,
Christo,
what do you want from me? It is not my
time.
But remember, it's the meditation she had that brought her back. And what did she tell them? Do whatever he tells you. There is a place that we can step into first as individuals, but that will affect the body of Christ
corporately.
Do you understand? Don't just proudly walk around saying, I am the body of Christ, but you don't look like Christ. Have you ever woken up, women, and your hair does not look like you? You understand, eh? You woke up and one side was this side and this side. And the hair is saying it is yours. And you have to first tell it how your hair should look like. Do you understand? As we are part of the body, there is a position. There is a role. There is a place that when we stand in, it will bless us. It will reflect that we are the body of Christ. And it will touch all the other parts of the body. As the church, when we fight against each other, and now I'm talking about denominations,
kati njogera ku bitundu by'ekkanisa enzikiriza ez'enjawulo. Ekkanisa emu nerwanagana n'endala, kibanga omukono guno ogwa ddyo okulwanagana n'ogwa kkono, oba olugalo olumu okkuba olugalo olulala. Era bw'otta olugalo olumu, kijja kukosa omubiri gwonna.
If as a body of Christ,
era fenga omubiri gwa Kristo,
we understood that,
singa ekyo ekintu ekyo tukitegeera,
there are things and words we would never say,
waliwo ebintu bye tutajja kuddamu kwogera
about our body,
ebikwatagana ku mubiri gwaffe.
When your knee is sick,
viviryo bwe liba eddwadde,
you say stupid knee,
viviryo ovuma,
you are not part of me,
nkugobye sikyakwagala nkuzaalukuse.
Is that what you say?
Esho yogera.
What do you say?
Ogamba ki?
I command healing.
Oyogera no lagira.
Everything that is causing pain, that is not supposed to be part of this body, I cast you out.
Noli chufulumia.
Why don't we do that with each other?
Echo lwachi sike tukoyera mu kanisa mu mubiri.
Is that too much responsibility? I'm giving you too much responsibility.
Mbawadde omulimu gwa maanyi nnyo.
The faces are so serious, but I shall not be intimidated.
Mujja kututiisa tiisa. Tujja kubabuulira.
Can we stop destroying our own body?
Tusobola okulekerawo okulumya omubiri gwaffe.
Since actually, because it was Pastor Gund,
you're stabbing your own body.
It is the other prophet you're stabbing your own body. Okay? So we cannot love Christ and hate his body. It's impossible. If you see something that is wrong in the body, pray. Speak healing. Cast out that demon. Otherwise, you join the accuser. What does the accuser do? You're the one who did that. Gwachikoze. Since it was Eve, the woman you gave me is the one who
gave me.
That one.
Oyo.
Not me. That one.
Sinze.
That one.
Oyo.
That one.
Oyo. Yabitandise. Nabadde ni mu byange.
That church. That church. That pastor. That pastor. That pastor.
Kanisa eyo oli omusumba oli oli nabbi.
Okay, that was not part of my sermon. God wants all of you.
Katonda yagala fenna.
He didn't die for half of you.
Teyafira chitundu.
He didn't die for 2 hours.
Teyafira sawa biri.
He shed his blood for.
Omusaigo ya yua. Yaguira fenna.
The thief comes to steal.
Omubi ajakuba.
Kill.
Okuta.
And.
No kuzikiriza.
And he is serious about what he came to do.
Era ali serious ddala nnyo kola ekyamuleta.
Have you seen the world we're in now?
Olabye ensigi mwetuli.
He's not joking.
Tasaga.
He's not playing.
Stani tasaga, tazanya mizanyo.
He's not even sleeping.
Atete yebase.
He's not going, kaneba keko, I've done so much.
Kampumulea, mkoze ebintu bingi.
No.
Nedda.
Day and night.
Chirona misana.
Scripture says he's walking around like a roaring lion.
Atambula, urugumange, empologuma, anonya.
Even when he doesn't have, he's doing what? He's looking. He is serious about stealing. He is serious about killing. He is serious about destroying. He's not joking.
Tasaga.
Give him, even if it's half permission.
Just katono.
You know how you tell him it's okay if you're twala.
Omanyinga bogama nti just take that.
That one you can take, it's okay.
He goes, Agamba, okay.
He says, I've moved closer. He says, now what of that one?
Abuza ate chino to chagara.
And you're like, ndaba.
Agamba, kale, nacho twala.
He's getting
asembera.
And he's not joking.
Ate tasaga.
We should not joke.
Nafete tuina kusaga.
There are thoughts, you know, this week, there are thoughts that come into your mind.
Waliwo ebirowoozo ebiyingira mu ndowooza
yo. That you allow.
N'obikkiriza.
Because you think it is just,
kubanga golowooza, it's just a small thing.
You're walking and you're like, but what if I fall down?
Oba otambula ekirowoozo ne kijja nti singa ogwa.
And you're like, it's okay, if I fall down, I'll get up. Then you fall down. Then you say, I fell down.
Ate,
I thought about it.
Ate, nachirowoozezza nako.
Mina, I don't joke.
Sisa, ganze kati.
What if you fall? How can I fall?
Why
would I fall? For what purpose? For what reason? I cannot fall. You were with some, this person was coughing. It could be, I can't. I have begun to stop now. I get my thoughts and I stop and say, don't continue. Don't tell me. That's not true. It is not my portion. What if you don't get married?
Yeah.
I walk in God's will. He has told me he has a husband for me.
I know.
Maybe this is your life.
No.
Because that is him coming
slowly.
But it's okay, Kasta, you pass English, even if you fail math.
No.
Even math, I have to pass. You're the body. You're a reflection of Christ. He is your head. Can he fail math?
Asobola yokulemererwa okubala Kristo.
In this body, who is telling the body what to do?
Isn't it the head?
If the head is disconnected, my arm can't move.
So
if I accept what the head has not said, what am I doing? Can Christ fail math? Is Christ not getting married? Because the church is the bride. What is he waiting for? We are the bride. He has given us the promise that he's coming back for. He has paid bride price in our the Holy Spirit. He has paid. That is our promise that he's coming back for us. So how can you sit and think, I will die poor? And you say, Kasta, my children want to be poor.
No, gamba, as long as my kids won't be.
No.
Nedda.
No.
Nedda.
No.
Nedda.
No. The first part of showing Christ that we are serious about him is to begin to have dominion here. Is to begin to live the way he lived. That when he met sickness, it could not stay. God was not poor. He just became poor.
He had a
cloth of poverty. But he was not poor. When it came to pay taxes, he paid. He says, I have become poor that you might become rich. So what was the purpose of him becoming poor if you're going to stay poor? What was the purpose of him taking all your sickness if you're going to justify why you're sick? What was the purpose of him taking all our sin? If I'm going to walk in guilt here on earth, what was the purpose? Scripture says, Husbands, love your wives.
Bible gamba nti abaami mwagale nnyo bakyala bammwe.
As Christ.
Nga Kristo
has loved.
Bw'ayagala ekkanisa.
That is a heavy. For me, I feel that is heavier than submission.
Nze ndaba ekyo kisinga obuzito, kisinga okwewaayo obwewi.
I think it might be easy to submit.
Nze ndaba okwewaayo bakyangu.
But to love Christ, your wife,
mukyala wo.
The way Christ has loved his
church.
Do you know what Christ has given for his
church?
Do you know what Christ has given us?
Mumanyi Kristo byatuwadde.
Without the help of God,
awatali buyambi bwa Katonda,
I don't think there is a man
simanyi nti waliwo omwami
on his own
kululwe
that can love his wife.
Asobola okwagala mukyala we engeri eyo.
It is impossible.
Tekisoboka.
And true submission.
Era okwewaayo okutuufu.
There is no way you can submit.
Tosobola kwewaayo.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Awatali mwoyo mutukufu.
Let's be honest.
Tukirize
tubere ba. There is no submission.
Tewali kwewaayo.
In any marriage.
Mu bufumbo bwonna.
Where there is no God.
Awatali Katonda.
And there is no man
era tewali mwami yenna
who can love the wife
asobola okwagala mukyala we
the way Christ
engeri yemu Kristo gyayagadde kanisa awatali mwami mutukufu.
He will get somewhere and say negwe wa
abako watuuka n'abikowa.
Say, you think you're the only woman in the world?
Nabuuza gwoloza gwe mukyala we kamunsi.
But isn't that how Christ has treated us?
Naye Kristo siwa tatu tutte bwatyo.
Like we were the only people
nga
on the planet. Yet he could have destroyed and created new people. But he said no.
Nagamba nedda.
I will die for you. Today.
Olwaleero,
I'm here.
Ndi wano.
To wake us up.
Okutuzu okusa.
That was the call that I had.
Che kigenderwa change che nabadde na
chulubwa lero.
Katonda agamba.
My church.
Nti ekanisa yange.
Wake up.
Zukuka.
Wake up to my love.
Zukuka eryo kwagala kwange.
Wake up to my power.
Zukuka eryo kumanyi gange.
Wake up to my grace.
Zukuka eryo kisa kyange.
Wake up.
Zukuka.
I love you so.
Mbagala nyonyo nyini dala.
I love you.
Mbagala.
And if I had to die for you again, I would.
Era ne ukibanga kyetaagisa nziremu nfe nkikola.
But wake up.
Naye muzukuke.
Wake up.
Zukuka, kanisa.
We are sleeping.
Tweba se, tuli mutulo.
We are sleeping.
Tuli mutulo.
Wake up.
Zukuka, kanisa.
Embrace his love.
Okwagala kwe kusemu ekitiibwa.
Embrace his power.
Tola amaanyi ge.
Embrace why he died for you.
Tegeera lwaki yakufiirira.
Don't just go through life like you have no purpose.
Toyitamu buyisi mu bulamu nga atalina kigendererwa. Oyina ekigendererwa.
Some of you are walking through life and going,
abamu kumwe muyita mu bulamu.
What am I supposed to do?
Mwebuuza naye kati nze nandikoze
ntya. Olwaleero
oli eno, olwala ogenze eri,
olwala oli eri.
Tomanyi lwaki Katonda yakuyita to oli awo bikutabudde.
Every single one of us
buli omu kuffe
has purpose.
Tuyina ekigendererwa.
There is a reason.
Waliwo ensonga.
God created you.
Lwaki Katonda yakutonda.
The way you are.
Engeri gy'oli.
The way you think.
Engeri gy'olowooza.
The way you see.
Engeri gy'olaba ebintu.
How short, how tall.
Obumpi oba oli muwanvu oba oli munene oba oli mutono.
There is a reason.
Waliwo ensonga ekigendererwa.
Tell your neighbor, you are not a mistake.
Gamba akuliraanye toli nsobi.
God did not die for you by mistake.
Katonda teyakufiirira mu nsobi.
He was not there dying and then you just happened to
kwe. Yali tafa n'akuyingizamu awo n'akunyigamu.
No.
Mm-mm.
He died for you.
Gwe gw'ensonga lwaki yafa.
That you might be part of this
body. Gw'osobola okubeera ekitundu ku mubiri guno.
And it is a glorious
body. Era kintu kya kitiibwa nnyo. Omubiri guno gwa kitiibwa.
So don't look at yourself.
Kati weetunuulira.
Just like, what can I do?
Ngechita ngatagasa tomanyi kya kukola.
Where will Zani, I go?
Nagenda wa.
It is a dream.
Chiroto.
If you just have 1 million shillings on your account.
And
yet God says, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. What you have is greater.
Kyolina kisingira ddala miliyoni. Naye olina ozzuukuka amaaso go gazibuke olyoke olabe Katonda ky'alaba, olabe Katonda engeri gy'akutunuuliramu, olyoke weeteeke mu kifo ekituufu mu mubiri gwe, era tojja kubaako okukomo. Kisoboka. Kisoboka.
It's possible.
Kisobokera ddala.
It doesn't matter your background.
Si nsonga waje wava oba gy'ovudde.
When you enter the body of Christ,
oyingira omubiri gwa Kristo,
you receive a new lineage.
Otola wova wapya.
You see?
Ofuna wova wapya. Bwembeera wano.
I come from the Mataze lineage.
Mva mu lunyiriri lwa Mataze. Thank you.
Yeah? They have their faults.
In
fact, if I look back here, I can amount to nothing. The best I can do is have a PhD. But when I enter the lineage of Christ, and I look back, I see Abraham, I see Isaac, I see Jacob, I see... I begin to see my lineage, and I know that the seed within me, it can't die. That seed gets a prostitute and makes her a mother of Jesus. That seed gets a woman who knew nothing and brings her to Boaz. You are joking. That seed can get you from anywhere, any place, as long as you connect to the Godhead, you are part of this body. Nothing. When I go to the doctor and they ask you, so do you have diabetes in your family?
Jemuva waliwe eyalwala ku sukali.
I said no.
Ngamba nedda.
Simumani.
Si nagwe mmanyi.
Abraham yalwala sukali.
Ibrahimu yali mulwadde wa sukali.
Sarah had this diabetes.
Sarah yalwala kebyo.
Ani omulala. Bali. Do you have a history? I don't know. No, I don't have that history.
Nagwe mmanyi yo kituufu.
It's not mine. I left that one. I was here. Jesus exchanged. He took that lineage to the cross. And he said, enter mine. The best way I can show Christ that I love him and appreciate what he has done for me is to live the life he has created for me. The price he paid that I may live free and live it, whatever the cost. Wake up every day. Pain in you. Apostle Grace says,
if the sickness persists, you persist.
The headache is not going. You say, come. Do you understand? You need a job. It's not coming. You wake up every morning and dress up like you have a job. You walk around and start telling your employees what to do. Today you do the filing. Do I have any appointments? Yeah. Okay. begin to see. Live the life Christ died for you. Believe his word. Stop believing these other things. Because then you're getting what Christ paid for you and making it zero. You are the body of
Christ.
You're not just anything and anyone. You're not nothing. Get up every morning and have purpose. Tell God, show me
what I'm doing today.
You're believing for a child.
Get up every morning,
begin to breastfeed, begin to see her. Oh, the baby is crying. My husband, did you hear the twins? They are crying. What shall we do? No! Enter your car, say, guys, put on your seat belts. We are
going.
There are no kids, there is no car. But enter your car. Take them.
Batwale.
Let's get out of the place we are in.
Tuve mutulo.
Get up, get up.
Zukuka.
Don't let things happen
Chokini
to you. Get up.
Zukuka.
Come Chokini to church every Sunday.
Purpose.
Oh, I'm coming to church. Greatness is about
Manita,
to meet me. The people I meet will be blessed. God, you're going to show me someone to pray with. I have too much money to give.
Who needs
money?
Who needs money?
Ah! Don't start saying nze.
Me.
Sente?
Money.
I've
spent days.
How much do you want?
We're talking maker. Wetagameka.
Do you understand?
Amina. Achitegede.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't allow.
Tokiriza.
Sit there eating your posho with no soup.
Yaka unga konga tekuli imva.
And say this Gamba chicken nze. Is nice.
Muserena wano wendi. When today. Buffet. Tole chifi. Ochirume.
Then that day that you can be in Serena and pay for 10 people. That day you can pay for a whole crusade on your own. That day you drive a car and people ask you, how did you get here? You know, they like to say, give me the anointing. They even kneel down. But they don't know that when you didn't have, you had to see the things that were not
as good.
That when everything was saying no, you said yes. That you believed Christ's word for what he was. City Church Kampala, are you with
me?
Why are we called Faith Park? And we come to the park and go back faithless. I was very troubled. I had someone tell me that there's a person who told them that for them they come to Faith Park, good things happen to other people, but for them they go back and say, I said,
Mukama.
How many are with me? We refuse that there is a Sunday that someone can step on the grounds of
Faith Park
with problems and troubles and come back the same. We refuse. Nobody from this day can step on this ground and
Faith
go
Park.
Back
Nadayo the way we came.
Okay. Touch the empty chair next to you.
Kwata katebe akataliko muntu kolaba.
We refuse.
Gana.
Everything that is stopping these people to be here for this service today. They are part of our body. We do not function well without them. So we call them faith. Because for us to be, they must be. So we call you faith from wherever you are. We refuse to function without you. In Jesus' name. We have to change the status quo of this nation. It's going to start with us. We have How many are with me? I woke up. They will look at me and say she's crazy. It is okay. Paul said, I am in my mind for your sake.
When I'm out of my mind,
it is for Christ. So there are things I will do that will look like I am out of my mind. Yet I am in my mind. I am
saying
in Christ. City Church Kampala. Are you ready for God to use you? Are you ready for your life to change? You are part of the body of Christ. Not any other body. The body of Christ. You cannot be the same as everyone else. Your results cannot be predictable like everyone else. You enter another nation and you set the standard for yourself. You enter a business venture and you decide how that business runs. Because you have purpose. That business is not just for your car.
Business eyo si yakulabirira bulabirizi.
You prosper.
Gwe okubeera obulungi.
Buli
omu alabeera bulungi.
We fail.
Bw'olemererwa ffenna tulemererwa.
You're sick.
Bw'obeera omulwadde.
We are sick.
Ffenna tuli balwadde.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Let's stand up.
So situka ku bigere byaffe.
I'm just going to read something I wrote here.
Many
of us are walking around headless. And we're missing body parts. Because we think we can do it on our own. Stop trying to get new solutions for things Christ already paid for. Christ has already paid for the solutions for you. Submit yourself to the leadership of Christ. This goes far beyond driving a car. It's not about the cars. It's not about the money. It's about purpose. You will drive those cars. You will live in those houses. It will become better.
It's
for sure. But it's not about that. It's that we may honor the one who gave everything for us.
Chiri nti kitibwa oyo yakola buli kimu n'atuwa buli kimu.
Just begin to talk to the Father.
Tandika okwogera ne taata wo. Let's close the service together. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. It's always a beautiful experience to have you with us. Thank you for coming. Tell your neighbor, thank you for coming. Turn to the other one and say, thank you for coming. So remember, we are here tomorrow for prayer. Please come and be a part of what God is doing in this place. Every person, is expected to be here. It's not for a few people. We are all expected to be here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Amen? Amina. Tulife nawa no, encha sawa kuminabili mokusaba. Let us come and believe God together and believe God for His goodness. Amen? Thank you for fellowshipping with us. I know you are blessed. Turn to a neighbor right now and tell them you are blessed. Tell them your week is blessed. You have an opportunity to prophesy. Turn to the other one. Tell them the same thing. Say you are blessed and your week is blessed. Say you are fruitful in all you do. This week is the best week of your life. It has never happened before. What God is doing for you this week. Do you believe those words? Come on, join your hands and give God a mighty hand clap of praise. And remember that Jesus is the Lord of your life and nothing is missing in you and there is nothing broken. See you, have a beautiful week.